Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about you today. Yes, we are, because you're not who you think you are. Now, why am I saying that? Well, we're going to be talking about a fascinating book by Albert Clayton Golden, and this was put together for the purpose of helping you, me, anyone who might be interested, in discovering the essence of who they are. Albert Clayton Golden, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you, Donna. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Do you mind me calling you Albert?
I do not.
Wonderful. Albert, you're the founder and director of Sedona, Arizona's very, very popular alternative therapy program. It's called the Sedona Intensive. You've written a number of books. You've been on all kinds of programs throughout the country. And you've been recognized for your work in assisting people coming to an awareness of who they are. James Redfield, who is the author of The Celestine Prophecy and The Tenth Insight, apparently the two of you have been very, very good friends for a long time.
Yeah, he went through my program. He went through the Sedona Intensive, and he credits that experience. He was here 2 weeks. His wife subsequently, years ago, went through it twice. He credits the program with kind of retooling and restructuring his book. I mean, since you mentioned him, I'm going to tell the story. He fell off of one of our vortexes here and thought he'd broken his leg. And he went to the doctor and he told him bed rest for a day. And he put a boot on. And then the next day when he went to go in the shower, you know, he was groggy and he didn't put his boot on and didn't walked on it, whatever, and he said, I got to go back to the doctor. He said, I don't feel anything, and the doctor showed him 2 x-rays, and so he said, Albert, how could that be? I said, it wasn't your foot that was broken. I said, it was your right foot, and I said, that's your male, and I said, it was too male-guided, and I said, it wasn't the foot that was broken, it was your book, and I mean, we laugh about that, but that's really kind of what happened.
One of the very first subjects that you start mentioning in your book, and it was right in the foreword, actually it was mentioned by James. He said, helping to pull into consciousness those unconscious habits and addictions that keep us from a greater life. That's pretty powerful.
It is pretty powerful, but let me just say this. You know, they're probably not 10 people that know who I am that don't know the fact that I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been sober almost 30 years. But, you know, alcohol really tore my world apart to put it in together. I mean, so God could let it fall into place. But people do a lot of things. You know, obesity is just ratcheting way up. Gambling, pornography. There are people that the credit card thing has gotten way out of hand. And then they're the obvious ones that are the real killers, like a heart attack and cancer, drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want you to know, and, you know, I'm one of those people that say what other people won't say. That's why a lot of those shows don't want me on, because I say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, even a lot of people in the spiritual movement are not looking at their own addictions and compulsions that are getting in the way of their having that greater life. And so I just tell it out front. I tell it in the books that I write, and my clients come here. I've had people from Canada, and I've had somebody from South America, and it's because they say they read it and they want to work with a flawed teacher. And so I say, well, come on in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that if anybody has the courage to really be honest with themselves, there's no one that comes into this life with a perfect ticket. It doesn't happen that way.
No, but you know what? I read your website, and, you know, you're a remarkable woman yourself. I mean, you know, you live and breathe the world of intuition. And, you know, you didn't ask me, but I'll tell you, I read voice imprint as well. Mm-hmm. And I do so much of my work by phone. I see it. They send the photograph, whatever. But I'll tell you that when your intuition has a free range to move where the God within would have it go to speak and to do and to be, I mean, you can do absolutely miraculous things. You know, Donna, I want to say when, I mean, I said this on a national TV show last month. The woman said, so and so and so. I said, oh, can I get back to you? She nearly fainted. And then right in the middle of something else, I said, oh, let me answer that question from 5 minutes ago. When we went off the air, she said, you know, I can't believe you think that way, but it was really a great way for people to see that we're not all talking heads with a memorized spiel. And that's the way that I am with my clients. I will say, my God, I'm overwhelmed. I said, I don't know why they threw a ringer, but I have no idea how you're 24 years old that had the childhood that you did, you know, because she was raised with privilege, but at the same time, you know, desperately dying for somebody to love her and to care for her.
I think that it's so difficult when we look at and we deal with people. Everyone has a mask or two. Some of them they put up on the wall, they hang it up temporarily because they don't need it. But depending on whatever circumstances are in our lives, sometimes we wear those masks and then we forget to take them off.
Yeah, but I have to, you know, it's just like we rehearsed this and we didn't. Listen, that's what I'm famous for because people don't mask too long around me. It's the culture in which we live. It's because parents have greater expectations for their children than they were able to have for themselves. And then all of these nibbling, nicking, disturbing addictions and compulsions, I'm telling you, there are people who are over-religionized. I know
I agree with that.
Lot of Christians are going to be hard-pressed when I say that, but there are. There are people who, I was just telling somebody that I had to break a guy from playing golf 7 days a week because he worked for somebody else. And 6 months later, he's playing two days a week. I think that in a way, we learn to mask because we know on some level. You know, in my books, I say that we're kind of perfect until we're two. And that's when the ego comes in and works its way with us because we live in an ego-centric world. But I think we start masking at a very early age. Because we watch our parents. I know a lot of parents who tell white lies to outright lies. I know a lot of parents that are very duplicitous in their marriages, in their show one face at church and something else down at the fife and drum bar. So I think children, I have a new puppy. You know, I've never had a pet in my life. Have a new puppy. He follows me everywhere, and I say, boy, I better watch what I do, because the next thing I know, he'll be mimicking me, and I think that's what children do. So I think a lot of it was learned, monkey see, monkey do.
Oh, I agree. I think that that's very true, and I think that is part of the journey in adulthood. If we are willing to work with that, is to understand unmasking the self, to be able to realize that what we really are at our base essence is quite okay, and it can be quite liberating. I really like a statement that you give a quote on by Anthony DeMello, and he said, people are asleep, they are born asleep, they live asleep, they marry in their sleep and breed children in their sleep, they die in their sleep without ever waking up.
That's very, very true. I'm glad, because that was one of my favorite things when I found that, to reference what I was trying to say. But, you know, let me say this, and I don't want to make any, I don't want to have any, I'm not hedging any bets here today. Only pain gets you to a point where somebody either rips your mask off or you take it off like a lady and a gentleman, but pain will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you that when I hit bottom with alcohol, I had nowhere to go but those 12-step meetings, and the money was gone. You know, God's gracious to us. You know, I love to call God gracious, and we live under God's grace because God shut these doors. And he said, kind of in a way, now, Albert, there's one door left open. You better go through it. And it was the 12-step meetings. And all I can tell you is you cannot even believe it. People would swear that are still wearing masks that I made it up for dramatic license and whatever. I live the life that everybody, including Miss Oprah, would like to have without all the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watch people's lives change, and when they leave me, and you know, we're just stacked to the nines through the summer, I always say, everybody gets one hug a day. Don't you love that? And I mean, I'd hug them throughout the session if they needed it, because 12 steps teach you that. But I feel that people really need to reach a crisis point, and just like DeMillo says, unless they're going to, you know, sleep their way into death, they can, like Buddha says, wake up. That was his message. And really go deep. I call it deep sea diving. Go deep within oneself, because the answers are where the questions are, within yourself.
So true. And it takes guts. It really does. For a person to say, I am going to make the investment in me and find out who I am, you are absolutely right. Many times we have a critical junction and that we put ourselves into. It can be alcohol. It can be an addiction of another type. It can be the destruction of a marriage. It can be the loss of a child. It's not infinitum. The circumstances that can affect anyone. But to be able to make it through that situation without the games, without the gimmick, that does take courage. And there are a lot of people that can only go so far, and then they say, that's all I want, and that's their right and privilege to do it. I like one of your sentences in your book, that when a life ends, to have loved and to have served are the only attributes that matter.
I totally agree with that, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. But I think, and this is just my perspective, it doesn't mean martyrdom.
No.
And there are too many people I've encountered where they feel that they're supposed to be this sacrificial lamb somewhere, and gee, that's the way it is. And I'd say, no, that's not where it is.
But you know, Donna, that comes at the end of the book, so that you see all the stages. I mean, what I think, you know, and I had a brilliant editor. You know, they always say behind every good writer or fair writer is a better editor. But,
oh, yeah.
But I do feel like the stages of going from who you're not to authenticity, I think that they were pretty brilliant. And I like the fact that the way that it was all set up was that I have to tell you about myself in the beginning, because we live in a Stepford Wife kind of consciousness or tableau out here where, you know, every so often somebody comes in a cloud of smoke and they've got more CDs and tapes and this and that, and they have infomercials, and the next thing you know, the person is in the real estate business rather than in the life-changing business, and you know, people have all this sense of betrayal, and I just really feel like that there's a lot of nonsense that's in the world, and I think that it's not just in the secular world. I think it's also in the spiritual and religious world. So I feel that when people want to know what we're talking about today, you know, we're talking about questioning. I mean, I hope you kind of got that. You know, I talk about question the church, the state, and science, because I'm not going to be held hostage by any of those.
Mm-hmm. And that is something that is a phenomena that little by little, I think, with individuals, they're realizing that they must not allow themselves to be held hostage. And I don't care if they have a 260 IQ or if they have a 40 IQ. It doesn't make any difference. It is where are you going to put, one, your positioning regarding personal responsibility, and two, what is it that you are going to contribute to life so that it can be done with integrity, so that you can be that person that's just going to be like a guiding beacon to other people, so they'll say, I want more of the stuff that you've got. I don't know, but can I touch you? Can, you know, can I rub off on some of it on me? And you say, no, you can't rub it. You can't take from me. You've got to open it up in yourself.
That's true. Well, but I have to say this. You know, I do feel like that it's counterintuitive the way that so many people purport to be the glittering minions of higher consciousness. And the next thing you know, you can't distinguish them from car salesmen or movie stars. And so... But, you know, I do say that in the beginning. I said, you know, powder puff spirituality, where they go on these talk shows and the next thing, that's the ism of the day. But you see, what I'm really talking about is I'm really talking about maybe, you know, I'm a past life guy. I'm talking about maybe once and for all hitting a bottom so that you can rebuild on bedrock who you really are by facing the detractors and distractors and the convolutions. You know, the mind is a very funny and silly thing in many cases. But I feel that it's when one's at a deep level of meditation and solitude, when the voice of intuition speaks. That's exactly what my book says happened to me, because it's true. But I feel like that in a way, people have to come to it when they come to it. You know, the hardest thing, I have a very strong chart. You know, I'm probably the one that invented that expression, give to mental health or I'll kill you, because I used to say, they paid all this money, and I'll say to a woman, honey, listen, five husbands and five divorces, what were you thinking? And she said, well, honey, I'm just a little magnolia blossom. I said, honey, that magnolia wilted a long time ago. We may need to do a transplant. But, you know, and she did clear. I mean, she just cried, and I said, now listen, this will be torturous. But I said, you've been, probably had a root canal or something worse. And I said, this might seem like that, because I'm not going to give you an ice cream cone, and I'm not going to call you Betty Boops, and I'm not going to let you draw on, you know, that magnolia blossom senior mama, but I will help you pull off and tear away everything that hides who you really are. And then she went at it like gangbusters, and she was here 4 years ago, and she still had married husband number six.
Oh, I love it. You have a mention in your book about the Bhagavad Gita, and you say the gift of the Bhagavad Gita is that you meet the enemy. And it is always you. No one is trying to do or undo you except you. And that, I think, comes a little bit full circle into the aspect of personal responsibility, that this is our journey. This is something that if we will take on the tone of the adventurer and say, what is it that I need to uncloak or dig down deep inside to find out about myself, it really is a liberating thing. And I think one of the challenges that people experience with this is that they have this wonderful sense of liberation, and then they find themselves going back into their world of reality after they have made this discovery, and they want to share it with everyone, and the next thing they know, everybody's saying, excuse me, but I have what I want to get out for you, and it's a can of mental raid. We're not going to let you within 10 inches of where we are, because this is not acceptable to us. And that is very deflating for a lot of people, because they feel so good about what they've discovered about themselves and their capabilities, this wonderful sense of clarity and freedom, and then they're encountering all this opposition, and sometimes it's so painful for them that they'll say, I better put on my mask, because if I don't wear don't want me. And they lose that sense of joy.
What yes, but let me move to something that I think is very current. You know, there was nothing like what happened to us last year to make even the most jaundiced, thick-masked person have to begin to step out of line and deal with all the cover-ups. Because I'll tell you right now, I am absolutely astounded at how some people spend money. I'm not just talking about Croesus or the Rockefellers. I'm talking about somebody making $49,000 a year that has 25 credit cards. There's something about what everybody called the end of the line or whatever. I said, are you crazy? Hallelujah, 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 that we're now all having to look at how things, there's back to your mask,
mm-hmm.
how things covered us up and falsely represented us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I paid off my revolving credit, and I don't always like it. You know, I have the moon in Taurus, which really will eat anything that won't eat them and also loves to have it wrapped in gold. So, I mean, you know, if I could have changed, anybody could. But what it is it's coming to the reality that you do not want to live as though you're not. Because I can tell you, I was on TV the other day and the lady said, boy, this is a guy who he says he is, because I've seen him when he wasn't on stage. Don't you love that? And when I lecture, I say, you want to peek behind the curtain? See what all those spiritual big pieces of stuff are really like?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I love to say you're right where you're supposed to be. You know, 12 steps taught me that. And I love to say if I ain't got it, I don't want it, I don't need it. Because I'm coming closer to the meat and the heart of what I was born to do in the assignment that I took on and whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's important. Now, you have interspersed in different points of the conversation astrological information, and this is something you have a tremendous interest in. How do you use this as a tool when you're interacting with people because they come to you?
All right, you don't need to tell me the year. Can you tell me your month and date?
Oh, sure. January 10th.
Okay, so I already know, just like what I suspected, a no-nonsense person, that you know everything that you say and do could take the hardness test, and if people don't like it, if they want you to sing Jesus Loves Me when you're in the middle of something other than Jesus love, you know, you can just be the deep freeze. You can say, here comes that rainy day, because Donna's going to tell you, because that's what Capricorn is famous for. I've been with two great Capricorn women in my life. One of them died 2 years ago. And, you know, as a recovering alcoholic, you know, sometimes you come back slower.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed some money. And I said to her, her name was Byrne, I said, you know, Byrne, I need $2,500 for 45 days. She wrote the check. She gave it to me. And she said, I would like that on my desk. And she looked at the calendar and she did 45 days. She says, no interest. I'm not a bank, but I'm also not the Red Cross. Capricorn. Somebody would call up and they would be, you know, because she adored me. But they would say, I want to talk to him now. I'm having a problem. She would say, and you also are rude. Goodbye. She'd hang up. And I would say, that's my business. She'd say, well, you needed a Capricorn to let them know they couldn't talk to a nice man like that. But, I mean, a Capricorn, you know, Pluto's in Capricorn. Why do you think that we had all that problem beginning last year? Well, it really started with the computer and credit cards back in 59 and 53. But it's because Pluto went into Capricorn, and that means restructuring. So when somebody says I'm a Capricorn, I always say, Hail Mary, full of grace, help me get through this day, because a Capricorn means business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. I'd agree with you, and I think there's a lot of people that, having known me for a number of years, would say, boy, are you on the mark. I want to mention a very special lady. I really have a great deal of appreciation for her, and when I found that you had had actually one-on-one conversation with this woman. I thought that had to have been a very special experience.
Madam Sadat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What a gracious, gracious woman she was.
What a great lady. And yes. what a very open-minded person.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Well, I will tell you that it was quite a while ago. I don't know whether the public has told you, but I've just returned from Egypt. And I celebrated my sobriety birthday, 29 years. And because they knew that I had some time with her, the travel agent, the Abercrombie & Kent, they did a felucca with a birthday cake, several cakes, and food, and the 12 of us. And we went right in front of where Anwar and Johan Sadat lived when he was president. And she's a great lady. She's a person who looks at you with piercing eyes. So if you've got a secret, you might, you know, want not to sit with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
she really is very probing, very penetrating, very loving, and has a lot of patience.
Well, she came from a culture and lived a life that if one did not have the wisdom to survive what she survived with grace, then she would not be able to do the work that she's doing today.
And very true.
She has a clarity that she knew her husband was going to be killed. She's a woman who has extremely high psychic abilities, but more than that, this is a woman that knows that she has a job that she has to do, just as you feel you have yours and I feel I have mine. She is a woman of grace that I think does it. She's not a saint. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about someone who has a deep sense of purpose and is her own person and is owned by no one.
You know, it's very true that she did have a premonition of his death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what's interesting, I mean, I don't know if people know how long ago he was murdered, but it's a long time ago, I think 28 years ago. But what happened was, I don't know whether people really know this, but that was when we really knew there was something about terrorists and terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things had happened, but that's when we knew, because all the people that killed him had, you know, impersonated officers and infiltrated his armor, because they were right there on the reviewing stand with him.
Mm-hmm. No, and he knew where they were. He knew where they were. But I think that because of the depth of who she is, whether she is with a group of people or whether she's by herself, she is her own person doing her own job. And I thought this was a very fine gift that you were given by being able to interact with this woman, have conversation with her. So it was really great. I know we're just about out of time, but I couldn't resist this one last. And your book has got so much information in it, and I think it's, you know, we just couldn't cover it in a half hour of time. But you make a statement about there are no perfect families. There are no Snow Whites in the sisterhood. The family circle can be nurturing and hands-on, but there are always learning curves in the best good housekeeping approved family unit.
Absolutely.
And I love that description, because I think that is such, I was talking with someone the other day and I said, there isn't a family on this planet that doesn't have somebody in there that is dysfunctional big time. It's part of what gives us something to talk about and to recognize that either we can choose to be like that or not be like that. This is a school we're in.
Yeah, and it was also very humanizing to say that. I'd really like for us to give the website.
Absolutely.
So that people can visit and look through what we do.
Absolutely. The website is Sedona Intensive, Sedona, S-E-D-O-N-A, intensive.com. Albert Clayton Bolden, do you have something special you'd like to leave as a thought with my listeners today? Because your book title is very appropriate for the material within. You're not who you think you are.
Yes, this is what I want to leave with them, is that we're not going to have to wait for 2012. We are in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
The shifts are happening and taking place, and you are not alone. And as we get closer to 2012, people will go to sleep one person and wake up another because the transformation and redemption happened while they slept.
Mm-hmm. Life is an adventure, folks. Why not take the time to really discover who you are? And don't be afraid. You don't need to be afraid. Because this is a wonderful experience, this that we call life. And you are not who you think you are. You're even better than what you are aware of in many cases. And Albert Clayton Golden shares a lot of his personal walk through this experience of life, as well as giving you some tools to work with. So go to his website, SedonaIntensive.com. This is Donna Seabow. Albert, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Donna.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Seabow. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome. Telephone lines are now open. Let me give out our worldwide telephone number. We do have a caller waiting, but, hey, you can call in, too, whenever you like. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So we're going to be giving those phone lines to you, available to you. So give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. And if this is your first time that you've heard the show, I would like for you to know all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me. When I give you information after I finish, you're welcome to ask me anything that you like. And I do want to take a moment before we go to the caller to say thank you to Vin and to his associate, Penny, on the U.S. web radio show. I did a wonderful interview with them last night, and it will be broadcast. When it is going to be broadcast, I have not got the exact date from them. It may be next week, but I'll be sure to let you know. We were talking a great deal about old-time radio and how it affected us, and also with people we've known in old-time radio and the advances in technology and what we're experiencing today. So it's a little bit different from what you might expect with an interview with me, But this was just really a lot of fun. So we'll, as soon as I have all of those specific times and information, I'll let you know so that if you have the chance, you'll be able to listen to it on the World Wide Web, which is what we're on ourselves. Let's go to our first caller so that you can see how the show is done. And then give me a buzz if you want to chat. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. And first name or initial, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, dear. What's your first name or initial?
Yeah, my name is Celia.
And where are you calling from, Celia?
New York.
I'm sorry, dear. You cut out for just a moment. Where?
From New York.
From New York. New York City or the Bronx or Brooklyn?
Actually, Long Island.
In Long Island. You know, I've never been out there, and one day I would just love to see Long Island. I've just heard so
many... I'm inviting you. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. I accept.
It's very peaceful and beautiful here.
Oh, I understand. It is absolutely gorgeous on Long Island.
Yes.
So one day maybe I will have the opportunity to be back there. All right,
absolutely.
Celia, let's get down to business with you, hon. The very first thing that I am looking at with you, Celia, is you are a woman that is breaking out of a cocoon that you have had around yourself for a good deal of time. As I'm watching you in my mind, you're not out of the cocoon totally. It's as if you have hammered a part of the cocoon away, and you're frustrated because things are not coming into line, into positioning, as quickly as you would like. When I watch you, I want to say, Celia, be a little bit more patient. Be a little bit more methodical. You know how when you're making bread and you have to knead ingredients together, and you, the more you knead it, the more elastic it gets, and if you don't knead the bread enough, you're not going to have as much of a rising effect. The texture of the bread is not going to be as good as if you just give it 30 seconds worth, maybe giving it 5 minutes worth, depending on the type of bread you're making. But this is something, you're chiseling away this cocoon. And the reason it's taking longer than what you would like is because it is necessary for you to acquire both the discipline as well as the patience so that you can reach a particular point in that cocoon and you can say with one hit, I'm going to be able to have everything fall away. And it is that focus, that discipline, that concentration that's going to allow you to make the breakthrough where what is left of the cocoon that you have had around you is going to totally be gone. You are emerging into that final positioning where you don't have to go through any more of the metamorphosis. Now, this has been a journey for you. This has been, I think, about 8 years long. And you have sort of fought against it at times, and finally, in the last 2 years, you said, no, I'm really ready to go for this. And then you've gotten impatient. You went through the denial phase. You went through the phase where, gee whiz, I don't know, I think I want to keep everything safe. And you went through that you had to go through to realize that breaking out of the cocoon was the best thing you could do. And a cocoon represents a lot of things. It can represent beliefs. It can represent environment. It can represent fears. It can represent any and all of the above. So you just need to know you're very close to being able to determine how to be in that final positioning where you make the choice and the split on the cocoon that is necessary to have everything fall away will happen. So please be patient. You are not in a bad space. Be patient. Do you have a question for me?
I have a question about my health.
All right, what is it?
I would like to know how is my health in women's department.
I think that you are going to find that you are going to be, of one, a very long life pattern, two, that your health is going to be much better than you could have ever dreamed. Part of what's happening with
much better than what?
Than what you could have ever thought. Actually, you're going to be outliving a lot of people that you know at this time. You really do have a very strong constitution. You have a very strong constitution. So when I look at you and I'm observing things in my mind, I'm seeing you as you're going through this process of this major breakthrough. I think you're going to be so aware of what you need to do for yourself physically. I'm not really that concerned about your health. Is there a particular issue that you're concerned about?
About my doctor doesn't like the blood test. He scared me a little bit about my ovaries.
All right. Then what I would say is be proactive with this. I want you to be specific with your doctor. Say, ask him, what is it that's concerning you?
He told me specifically. He told me I may have beginning of cancer of ovaries.
All right, then
don't accept it.
Don't be afraid. I want you to be proactive with it.
I am.
All right, and so what you want to do, if your doctor does not feel like he has enough knowledge, don't be upset with him. He's not a god. He's a human being. What you want to do is say, all right, what do we do to find out what I need to know? I don't have.
Oh, I do. I immediately took a stand, and I'm in the driving seat, and I do all tests, everything. I'm in the process of everything, medically and parallel. I'm doing psychologically with energy and other knowledges.
Wonderful. Keep that patterning up, because what he is saying is there is something that is changing in your body, and with the knowledge that I have, I am concerned that a particular patterning is occurring. You are taking a positioning where you're saying, wait a minute, let's make sure that we've got it all together. I don't want any guesswork on this. Let's deal with the facts. No gee whiz, no make-believes here. Let's deal with the facts. And because you are taking that positioning, what's the worst-case scenario that you might have to have happen to it?
If the outcome, because I am just halfway of all tests, if it will prove that it is that what he said, then I have to have an operation, which I'm ready to take out everything because it's in a very beginning stage, if it's according his beliefs.
All right. You know right then and there that that is the worst case scenario in your mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you already have that figured out. So what's the best case scenario?
I want to gain the vitality and confidence in me, and mainly vitality in the health, because I do feel physically not as strong, and I do have physical pain in my intestine and lower part of the intestine.
All right. So what your body is telling you is that it's time, again, to be proactive with change. I would like for you to do some studying and research on juicing of vegetables especially. I want you to read about nutrition, and I want you to realize that your body has a particular physiology, a particular chemistry, and you need to listen to your body. So through this experience, and I'm not trying to make light of it, please understand this, I want you to, again, maintain your proactive positioning here, of educating yourself and looking at your body as something that you honor and you respect, and that it can be in that state of wellness. But right now, your body is being challenged, and you need to give it every bit of support you possibly can with good nutrition and supplementation with vitamins, and you need to check things out. And so you've got your homework laid out for you, and I'm looking at you.
No, I do. I do, and I have knowledge in that, and I agree with you 100%.
You're going to do very well. You're going to do very well. you know that because of what you're going through, you are going to be able to affect the lives of other people and give them strength where they maybe will be so scared because of what other people will say to them. So your experience, the way you work with it, and your proactive approach is going to really have a very powerful purpose in your life, and it will affect the lives of other people. And I've got to go. I'm sorry. I'm running out of time. I've got to take a break.
Thank you.
You are very
welcome.
God bless, and keep in touch.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you want to chat with me, you can do so, 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi,
you have been listening
Donna.
To the Donna Sebo Show.
Our next caller, yes, our phone lines are all open at this time. And by the way, you can write this number down and keep it handy, because on any day of the week you'll be able to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756. I want to let you know that I'm going to be appearing on another program on the 26th of this month with Katie, who is the host of the Spiritual Hollywood Show. And so from 6 to 7 on the 26th, I'm going to be the guest of Katie, and I'm so thrilled to have that opportunity. And I will be sure and let you know, now again, that's on DBS here, Station 1, I will let you know about these other programs that I am appearing on and that I'm the guest of. And don't forget, I'm going to have my email newsletter going out at the first of the month. You'll see all about the people that are coming on the show. But I also want to let you know that I'm going to be sending out this afternoon a special email for those of you that are on my email mailing list. You'll be receiving it, and it's about one of my guests, Eldon Taylor. We're sending out some information regarding his book, his brand-new book that we did the show on earlier, and you will find that there's some special gifts in there, and I have offered a special, just a very special gift to anybody who wants to be aware of it. So you will get that email, you can open up the information, and then you can see exactly what is going on. Let's go to our first caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. It's Pat. I'm in Connecticut.
And where are you in Connecticut, Pat?
The New Haven area.
All right. Now, Pat, you sound like you're talking in the bottom of a barrel, but I think that'll clear up on the line after a while.
Okay.
Pat, when I'm watching you, I want you to be aware of the fact that you're going to have to regroup in your thinking. It's like pull back a bit. You've got a challenge in front of you. You need to pull back a bit, not say too much to anybody, assess your position and the facts that you are having to deal with, not what you wish for, but the facts, and then decide on what strategy you need to utilize to accomplish what you accomplish. And that will be very, very significant. I think you're going to be able then to reach an objective that is very important to you. So stay focused, be alert, you will be able to achieve what you need to achieve. What was your question for me today?
Well, I wanted to ask you about the almost constant grief and emotional pain I feel in myself, but I'm confused. I didn't really understand what you were telling me about not saying too much. And are you telling me to tell other people that I respect their position?
No, not at all. There is an issue that you're dealing with, an issue where you need to deal with the facts. You need to regroup so you can look at the strategy you need to employ to resolve your concern. Now, you were talking about grief here. You're talking about a sadness. What is it that's exactly bothering you that you feel like you cannot let go of?
It almost feels like it just, you know, it comes every morning. It almost feels more chemical, and maybe by the end of the day it will wear off.
Okay, you've got a couple of things going on here. This sounds, just to make it sort of simplistic, not that it is, but it sounds like it has something to do with depression. But I think you are correct in that there is something that chemically in the body that is not in harmony. But this is something that goes back about 20 years.
How many?
So this is a mixture here. It is a chemical, but there is also an emotional mental link. And you know, my guest today was talking about masks that we wear. And this is something that is behind a mask. And it would be on a subconscious level, and I wouldn't want you to go into a blame game of any kind, because that's not what's needed here. There needs to be a bit of investigation. And there needs to be no fear about it, but asking what is triggering this. So there are definitely those factors nutritionally that could help you quite a bit. But you need to find out what the basic cause is and not just deal with the symptoms. You need to find out what is triggering this. So you have to be sort of a private detective with yourself.
Okay.
And I believe it's something that can be resolved. But it goes back a long, long way, and it is a patterning, I think, that you adopted because it was your way of coping with the discomfort of a particular series of situations. And once you coped with that situation, then you were able to move along. And you needed to cope with it. And so this is what you did. So it's unlearning what is no longer needed to be carried by you in the way of a particular patterning, mental and emotional patterning. And, hon, don't feel like you're isolated in this, because you're not. There isn't a human being walking on the face of this planet that doesn't go through that.
Okay. Donna, I'm sorry. Can you help me understand what this issue is I'm dealing with?
I'm not able to answer that for you.
Okay.
Because it's not being given to me in a specific. So
okay.
What I would do is just say, be aware and allow it to come into the forefront.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And
bye-bye.
I know we have got another caller waiting on the line. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, dear.
Trish.
What's your first name or initial?
Trish from Florida.
Trish? Now, Trish, I don't have but just a few seconds left here. So if you wanted to call back, you know, tomorrow or the next day, feel free to do so.
The one
thing I will say to you quickly, because I know I've only got a few seconds here, is that you really need to be alert to the light you work under. And there's something with art that I'm watching that you should cultivate. And it will take some time, but I think you have got the most wonderful breakthrough that's occurring by October of this year. that you're going to say it's something you've worked so hard for, and by golly, it was worth the wait and the effort.
And what Trish, area?
In art. That's something artistically. Trish, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off here because I just don't have any more time.
Okay, same time tomorrow?
Give me a call, making sure it's earlier in the hour, at the bottom of the hour, the phone lines will be opened up.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
You're welcome,
bye.
Trish. This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, it's just flown by. Thank you so much for being with me. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Siebel. Enjoy your life wherever you are because you are blessed. You are here for a very special reason, but you know what? You're going to have to do the work to find out what it is. Donna Siebel here. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. We're going to get fit and fabulous, yes, in 15 minutes. Talking with Teresa Tapp. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.